Hello, welcome to Live from Hochstein. I'm Mona Segetola-Slami, glad to have you here for this lunchtime concert by Antara Winds, flutist Diane Smith, oboist Judith Ricker, clarinetist Margaret Quackenbush, horn player Nicolette Labonte, and bassoonist Natasha Rose Verbsky. These five musicians are well known and loved throughout the community as performers and teachers, including teaching here at the Hochstein School. And it's always a treat to have them here together to share some music with us. Please join me in welcoming Antara Winds to the stage. We'll spend most of this program with French music for Winds and then round things out with a quintet by Scott Schweitzer, a Connecticut-based composer and bassoonist who has ties here to Rochester as an alum of the Eastman School of Music. The first composer is Pierre-Max Dubois. He was a student of Darius Milhaud, and like his teacher, Dubois often wrote music that was rather lighthearted, while also including unusual and sometimes surprising harmonies, melodies, and textures. Here's music that Pierre-Max Dubois wrote in 1956, A Fantasia for Winds. Thank you. Fantasia for Winds by Pierre-Max Dubois, played by Ontario Winds on Live from Hochstein. Thanks for tuning in or stopping by for the music today. The next set of pieces are arrangements by 20th century French composer and bassoonist Fernand Ubradoux. He took pieces by 18th century French composer Jean-Philippe Rameau and turned them into this creative new suite for winds. Here is Ontario Winds with Symphonie et Danse, Symphonies and Dances by Fernand Ubradoux, based on the works of Jean-Philippe Rameau.
Thank you. Thank you.
Symphonie et danse, symphonies and dances, arrangements of pieces by Jean-Philippe Rameau, by 20th century French composer and bassoonist Fernand Ubradou. You're listening to Live from Hochstein on WXXI, Classical 91.5 and 90.3, also streaming online at classical915.org. This is broadcast live from the stage of the Performance Hall at the Hochstein School in downtown Rochester, New York. Bassoonist and composer Scott Schweitzer attended the Eastman School of Music, and his music has been played by sort of infamous group of his fellow students at Eastman, the Breaking Winds Bassoon Quartet. He wrote them a concerto called Breaking Out. And Scott Schweitzer is now the principal bassoonist of the Norwalk Symphony Orchestra and teaches at Connecticut Community Colleges. He's a founding member of the New England New Music Ensemble, a community new music ensemble, and leads music workshops for students in Hartford, Connecticut area schools, and regularly performs as a freelance musician on bassoon, contrabassoon, and heckelphone, which is sort of a lesser known of the double reed family. For his first quintet for winds, Schweitzer said he wanted to write a work that uses the instruments in as many different ways as possible, but done in a way that gives the performers a chance to always sound their best. Here is the quintet number 1 by Scott Schweitzer, played by Antara Winds.
Thank you.
Number one by Scott Schweitzer, bassoonist and Eastman alum, played here on Live from Hochstein by Ontara Winds. Hope you can stop by or tune in next week to hear the Eastman Saxophone Project. You can see a complete list of all the programs and listen to selected past episodes in the series at classical915.org. Live from Hochstein is produced by WXXI and the Hochstein School. Peggy Quackenbush is the president and the executive director of the Hochstein School. The broadcast engineers are Andrew Croucher and Lindsay Brown. The studio engineer is Julia Figueres. Today's director is Ruth Finney, and the executive producer of Live from Hochstein is Gene Fisher. I'm Mona Segetola-Slami. Thank you for listening to Live from Hochstein, a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.